Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batzer with Alejandro Pena Exclusa, Venezuelan writer living in exile in Europe. He's the senior fellow of the Hungarian Center for Fundamental Rights. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Ernesto has pointed us to ask Alejandro, your measure of China's influence in South America. It built that very large port for Peru. It's used its money to seal two ends of the Panama Canal, now at issue with the United States. It's certainly present in investing in Ecuador, especially behind the previous regimes that sought to win the election they did not. Now we have a report that China is supplanting Russia for Cuba and as the main benefactor. What is China in the Americas, Alejandro? What is China to freedom fighters such as yourself? Is it a hostile force? Is it irrelevant? Does its money help or hurt? Thank you.
Well, China has become the number one investor in South America, and probably it would be also the number one investor in all Latin America, including Mexico, if it not was because Mexico has a special agreement with the United States, and therefore there are special investments in maquilas, what they call maquilas, American companies that build their products with Mexican, let's say, labor. But that if it wasn't for that, China would be the number one investor in Latin America. In terms of money, people might think that this is helpful because every investment means betterment for the population, more jobs, more production. But that's not exactly so. Why? Because China conditions those investments to political influence. And in many cases, those investments are, let's say, of military type, communication military type, like they have in Argentina and in Venezuela, where they have these special communication centers. As in a personal experience, I can tell you that in the case of my country, Venezuela, one worrisome thing is that when they build something, when they build a factory or any other company, they bring everything. They bring their people from China. They don't speak a word of Spanish. They bring their own food. They build their own housing. And sometimes they close in an area everything surrounding that company. So we Venezuelans don't know what's going on in there. I believe it's very worrisome that China has become the number first investor because we would like investments from democracies. But we have the case of a country like China that say that they're capitalists, but politically they're communists. And they're very close related to the socialist governments in Latin America, like Ernesto said, with Lula, with the dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and with this information that they're somehow investing even more than Russia in Cuba, that's a reason to be worried because Latin America is very close to the United States. God knows what they're building there. But let me add that in the case of Iran, they're building drones, military drones in Venezuela. Venezuela has become the number one ally of Putin, of China, and of Iran in Latin America. And that's very close to the United States.
Ernesto, I wanted your thoughts about China because this item in Reuters suggests that it's more than usual. Is this something that you've heard about in Brazil as well, more cash coming in from China? We have a couple of minutes.
Sure, John. I think this is an increasing phenomenon. China has a long-term strategy of domination of Latin America through investment and through economic relations. And it will only increase unless a political check is put into that. Well, Alejandro was already talking about this. Just to complement, China, there's a big mistake in the world, which says that China only wants to do business. It's not true. China wants to use business, use investment for the creation of a Chinese hegemony around the world. They do this differently in different countries, but they always explore the way that they can get into the political elites and the political system of countries. In Latin America, unfortunately, you have the plague of corruption, and Chinese investment always gets there, enhancing corrupt practices in the region, because the Chinese, they don't have any problem in taking part in corrupt projects. American, European, Japanese companies, they can't take part in corrupt practices. So Latin American politicians, they prefer to do business with China because it, well, there's something there for them, differently from market economies. So this spreads enormously the political influence of China, the military influence of China, and it starts to distort economic climate and the economic model and the political model of countries. Now, in Brazil today, you have very high authorities saying, well, the Chinese governance model is better than the American one or the Western one. People really think that way. So it's not only the Chinese money comes with the Chinese model, which means dictatorship, no freedom of expression, no elections. It's an illusion to think that you can have all your investment, all your trade with China and not getting closer and closer to the Chinese governance model.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Alejandro, we have less than a minute. Your thoughts. The Sao Paulo Forum that you've written about, I look forward to the book. Did they at that time understand that China was going to become the big player in the Americas, or is that new to them since the Sao Paulo Forum? We have about 30 seconds.
I want to tell you, John, that if you open the website of the Sao Paulo Forum, forodesaopaulo.org, you will see there that the leaders of the Sao Paulo Forum have regular meetings with the Chinese Communist Party. They work together, they're allies, and it's been like so for years.
Alejandro Peña Exclusa, Venezuelan writer living in Europe in exile from his brute regime, led by the unelected and illegitimate Maduro. He's the Hungarian Center for Fundamental Rights Senior Fellow. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Lucky fellow, he's in Cairo.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.